Good morning, 7:15 a.m. on September the 22nd, the official day of the equinox, the autumnal equinox, celebrated as Mabon, the grain harvest day in pagan circles. It's a lovely morning. I was a little bit later than I wanted to be getting out, but it paid off very well in the photograph this morning. The morning pic was just about perfect, with the sun just up high enough to peek through the trees to get a sense of where it is, where due east is when I take my photos. So it's always aimed just a few degrees north of east. East, northeast by east, probably. So I got edits yesterday. I went home. By the time I got home, the edits were sitting there in my box. So I'm very excited. I don't have the whole book yet, 41 chapters. So I forgot how long that book is. But I got stuff to work on. It's coming together. I'm a happy guy. So yesterday's big kerfuffle going around was that apparently Goodreads has decided that reviews that review the author and not the book are not welcome. And they include in that bad boy author shelf names. Apparently there were people who named their shelves immature authors, and that would put books that they would never read on those shelves. You know, Goodreads is one of those places where I've never actually understood what was going on. I know Robin swore by it, and I suspect 3 or 4 years ago it was a different culture where you could actually message somebody and have them respond. Most of the messages that I've got on there have been marginal. I don't see it as a community of readers or a community of writers. I see it as a community of really angry people. I could be wrong because I really don't spend enough time there, but what little time I do spend there is sort of like, I don't know. It's very curious. I was there for a while. I still have an account there. I still post books there once in a while. I should post more. Every once in a while, my old high school chum gets on me and says, "What are you reading? What are you reading? You haven't got anything on your shelf lately." Right at the moment, I am reading a work in progress from another author that's really quite good. I'm thinking this might be his breakout work. Unfortunately, it's a novella, and as you know, I really don't like novellas. I don't like short, and I suspect I'm going to have the same problem with it when I get to the end as I have with many of his works. I get to the end of it and it's done and it's gone and yeah, over. Maybe it's just the first in a series, I don't know. I also have picked up a 99-cent box set of novellas. They're a series of novellas, so altogether it works to be about a book. I picked up the first book, the first volume, Lady of Devices. The author's name is, I think, Adina. And I really enjoyed it. It was it was steampunky. It was really gritty. It was fun, despite the fact of being gritty and ugly. But yeah, I enjoyed it a great deal. So when the box set, I didn't realize she had more books out. I've been looking, but just haven't seen them. And apparently there's a set of four now. So yeah, I snuffed it up. I finished J.D. Robb, Death at Midnight. That was a freebie the other day from BookBub. As much as I've talked about her, you know that I admire Nora Roberts. Her romances are puzzling to me as a writer. They keep me coming back to them. It's like, okay, well, how is she going to twist it this time? And yes, here's a formula. They 25% in, they kiss. 35% in, they break up, whatever. And there's always, it's always predicated on the two main characters not actually talking to each other until like near the end. Which is one of the things that irks me. But it also keeps me coming back, and I don't really know why. I don't necessarily understand it. Oh, leaves, red leaves. Some of the bushes have now got red leaves on them. How usual, how unusual. With all the rain around, you wouldn't expect that the trees would change color, but apparently. Anyway, so yeah, Death by Midnight, or Death in Midnight, I guess it was. It was okay. It was good. It kept me going. It was short, but it kept me rolling through. And when I get to the end, it was sort of like, I'm not exactly convinced that this is working as well as perhaps her romance books did. In part because in romance the formula is there. There's no real variety in it. It's boy meets girl, girl meets boy meets girl, hate at first sight, maybe it's okay, thrown together in a crisis, fall in love, happily ever after. I mean, that's romance writers will cringe and romance readers will cringe. But I think that's, basically the formula. So there's some minor variations on it, but police procedural, I suppose, also is one of these formula types where there's a heinous crime and the stakes are constantly being raised as more and more danger becomes more and more evident. And the pressure mounts to find the criminal before the horrible happens. And as such, I suppose it's pretty particular. It's also why I don't really generally read either police procedurals or thrillers, for that matter. It's all the same category. I didn't want to see how she did it, so I think it was Anita that tipped me off to that BookBub, and I snarfed it down. Just got around to reading it. I was very curious. The formula worked okay for me as a romance. The formula for the thriller, for the procedural, it certainly wasn't a mystery because we knew who did it from the second page. It's just a question of where were they and how were they going to stop them. And for the most part, it was hand-wavy and dumb luck, which is, I suppose, is a science fiction police procedural, I suppose, at 25 or 30 years in the future, I suppose. Yeah, I can, because I don't know if it was written, it might have been written some time ago, so it was 50 years in the future. It's 2053. So, yeah, there wasn't a lot of change. Monkpo. In the actual procedure, although everybody seemed to work from their home office, that was somewhat different. But it just, it was like, okay, this is a person. Yeah, we're gonna, these first two people are gonna die. This third person, maybe gonna die. Fourth person, yeah, that's the one right there. Is that you can, it always seems to me that they spend time with the key character. They don't spend any time at all with the characters who are gonna die, or very little. But the key character, the one that's going to be around in the final showdown, the one that's going to trigger the massive final push, that one she spent time with. The rest of them, no, not so much, but that one she spent time with. That one she wrote a lot about. And then it disappeared, and that character went away. We went off chasing rabbits somewhere. So it was very mechanistic. I won't say mechanical, but very mechanistic. It was very, you could almost see the little clock ticking inside. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Plot point, plot point. Raise the stakes, plot point. Raise the stakes, plot point. Have a down point, plot point. Explore the character's relationships, and then raise the stakes, plot point. So from my perspective, it wasn't as nearly as satisfying as the romances, because I get to the end of the romance and I go, damn, you did it again. You've got me to suck into this story and wouldn't let me go until it's over. And while I kept reading the Death at Midnight, I kept reading the J.D. Robb, it was like, okay, all right. And I got to the end and said, yeah, all right, I suppose. But again, this is not my genre, it's not my... not my forte. I don't know this literature at all. I know enough to recognize it, but beyond that, I really don't know it at all. So for me to judge it is a bit specious, which goes back to the trigger, which was the change in policy at Goodreads. There's a long and bile-filled response and reaction from the Goodreads community, most of whom are, at least in this thread, I don't know, the thousands upon thousands of people who are in Goodreads, I don't know how many of them actually care. But those people who seem to take great delight in warning other readers about, particularly independent authors, as the general consensus is that indie authors can't take criticism. That's probably well earned. And the reality is, I don't think a lot of authors take criticism. I think the difference is that mainstream authors don't have quite as much direct investment in their brand. They'll complain to the publisher, and the publisher will go, there, it's just review. Nobody reads them anyway. It's not going to affect your brand. And so having that calming influence makes a difference. It's like every once in a while, somebody gets in a froth over torrent sites. And it's like, oh my God, my books are on torrent sites. Their titles might be listed, but they may not be your books. And I still remember the torrent site that had the full text edition of Captain Chair a couple years back. And yeah, I don't think so. I don't believe so. That book was not available anywhere. I didn't give out any paper copies or any ebook copies or any text-based copies of that book. The only way it was available was in audio, so anybody who got that book got what they deserved, probably. they certainly got a surprise, because it almost assuredly was not Caffeineshire. I'm pretty certain that somebody did not sit down with earbuds and type the whole damn book up. I should have looked. It might have saved me some time. No. Because I already have the text. Anyway. Ownershare. Can I make October 1st? I don't know. Well, that's going to depend on the second half of the book coming in. And it's only like 5 or 6 days, because today's the 22nd. Good morning. And I wore 2 shirts and a coat this morning. Yeah, it's too warm. Because the sun is up high now, and it's shining on me. I'm going to walk in the shade here again in a second. Make the northward turn. Walk alongside the park. All the seed heads. There's a reason this is the Grain Harvest Festival. All the grasses are all in full fruit. Seeds ready to drop. A lot of the grass has turned brown. A lot of the weeds have really ripe looking seed heads on the top. There's a particular kind here that has a very rusty red nodule at the top. They're pretty much everywhere. The place where I take the picture has got burdocks. Or what passes through the burdocks here. I don't think they're actually burdocks. They're not big enough, but little clinging seeds that stick on the edges of my pants. It's a lovely morning. The park guy that does the mowing has been here a couple of times since he missed because of the rain that we got. It rained so many days. He's been here a couple of times. It looks really sharp now. Everything is all groomed back down to size again. I ran the mower around my backyard yesterday afternoon. First time in, Jesus, ages. Weeks, literally, quite literally weeks. Maybe as much as 5 or 6 weeks. And there wasn't really that much grass because the heat and the lack of water, because the sprinklers weren't working. It just sort of, there's a lot of really dry, bare, scraped out, rotten looking dirt back there. But where there was grass, there was a lot of it. Looks like I have to do the front too. It's all right. Front's looking pretty good. And I don't have Endomondo going, so I don't have any idea what the timing was. I was in a hurry to get the photo because I could see the sun peeking through the trees. I just didn't stop to start Endomondo up. I just bolted. But I should tell you where I am, which is at the back gate. And time for me to say that tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.